escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
President Trump sold his politically risky One Beautiful Bill to Congress. Now that it's passed, he has to sell it to America. And for more on that, we're joined live by KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. And gentlemen, I can only imagine how much arm twisting had to be done since everybody was complaining about this bill on Capitol Hill.
Well, they didn't have any alternative. And that's what everybody's going to have to say. And it's going to cost the Republicans the House. I predict that the House will be in hands of Democrats come the election of 2026.
Well, that's a pretty much a percentage-based bet, since just about every president loses the House in the first midterm, right? I mean, that's pretty standard procedure. That's why you push something like this through early on before the midterm elections, because it's your only shot, and that was his only shot.
Well, but the midterm elections are almost a bonus. Right away, they're coming, and believe me, when you lose your health care coverage, when your family gets taunted in one way or another with whatever support they were getting from the federal government, it is not going to be easy to forget.
I disagree. I'm gonna stick one out here. I'm going to say, look, the people that are going to be affected by this, unfortunately, tend to be the poor people, and they don't vote. Now, the people that are going to be out there and are going to be voting have got that little bumper sticker that Trump gave him that said, no tax on tips. And no tax on overtime. Mr. Brown, don't you think that's a big selling point for voters?
But it expires in 28. The only people who get a permanent tax break are the 1%.
Eric, you are reading the details. You're not reading the bumper stickers.
Well, you may be somewhere near right, Phil.
Whoa.
But I said somewhere near right.
Okay.
But on a
Mike DeWalto, are we recording this for posterity?
On a district-by-district basis,
yeah,
across this nation, Democrats only need to switch 5.
Right.
And if they switch 5, it's all over for the Republicans. Because, by the way, that's going to be your brother speaker.
You know, that's grand, but, you know, that brother speaker, all he did was get up there and talk. I didn't see any alternative. I saw a lot of those Republicans in those swing districts cut deals that get him more stuff than you can imagine because it was a tight vote. So I think overall America's going to say it's one big, beautiful whatever. It might be BS, but if it holds for the next couple of months, they're going
to
be okay.
And it will not hold long enough to save Trump from having to deal with a group of really challenging persons come January 1st, 27.
Phil, you're talking about apathy, which is normal in the electorate. But what about anger? I mean, these are people who are being told repeatedly that this is going to harm you. This is going to harm you. They think you don't work and you're just sitting at home in your basement collecting these benefits.
Right.
Well, Eric, what really happened in this bill that's going to be glaring for everybody is much of what was done by Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama called Affordable Care Act has been saturated and put in a bag and thrown overboard with a weight at the bottom of it, all for the purpose of killing that piece of legislation.
He's right, but I'm saying it'll be very interesting to see because, as you said, they put a work requirement on it. So for a lot of Americans, they say, you want health care, you work. That Bill Clinton said that, you know, with welfare.
Bill Clinton
said that, right?
And he didn't lose control.
Okay, so there's a good chance Trump can do the same thing,
except that he took everything else.
Hey, I'm telling you, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime.
Wait till the new voices increase in numbers, and when I say the new voices, it's that young 33-year-old in New York.
Those 33-year-old in New York, they want no tax on their tips from bartending. She's still looking at that
you
tip jar.
You are really hooked into this no tax.
Because it's
tips.
Simple, and simple sells.
Mm. You bought it.
But, exactly.
But having your rural hospital closed is simple, too.
Okay, but there's very few people out in those rural districts. I mean, we sit here and we watch these people talk and such like that. I'm only surprised. The only surprise I got was that some Democrat didn't walk in and say, hey, I want this, this, and this, and this, and you got me, too. Because it was so close that, you know, I was sitting there going, why didn't the Democrats go cut some deals and get something out of this too? And then criticize it.
Because Democrats stand to be principled.
Oh.
Not the kind.
Wait a minute.
My stopwatch is expiring, gentlemen. I wish we could keep this going for a while because it's always spirited and a lot of fun. But that is former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown and KCBS insider Phil Mateer joining us.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.